Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Every time you hear a commercial for a politician, it sure sounds like the other person, you know, the one that they're making their ad against, is the worst person. Why would you vote for fill in the blank? Because they're so terrible. So what we've decided to do is take that commercial that's running down Daniel Biss or Chris Kennedy or Dan Lipinski, play the ad for them, and then point by point let them address it. We wanted to do that live today, but Danny Lipinski could not join us. He's the congressman from my old stomping grounds. I spent 10 years living in LaGrange Park. He was my local congressman. And now there's this Marie Newman who is running against him in the primary. She's a Democrat. In fact, maybe the problem with Dan Lipinski, this is how she's positioning herself, is that she's more of a Democrat than he is. The ad labels Lipinski, the Democrat, as a Trump Democrat. And if you want to dump Trump, the ad says, vote for Marie. So just before we got on the air, I took 7 minutes to talk to Dan about that. And I began by asking him if for his district, he's now not Democrat enough.
Well, I think that I'm certainly a very proud and strong Democrat. And I focus very much on what brings Democrats together, and that's fighting for working men and women, and fought on a transportation committee for local transportation improvements, make our communities better. And so I'm confident that people recognize that. They know what I've done. But, you know, when someone's out there continually attacking you with many false claims, it does bring you down a little bit.
Here's Marie's latest ad. In this ad, I'll just play for you segments of it. These will just last a few seconds so that we can address them charge by charge. She said that you vote against women's rights to choose.
Lipinski co-sponsored 52 bills to restrict a woman's right to choose.
I'm pro-life, and my constituents know that I've been pro-life since I've been in Congress. Marie Newman is extreme on this issue. She promotes abortion on demand for 9 months of pregnancy. That is federal funding for abortion throughout all 9 months of pregnancy. And that's certainly something that the district does not support. I am pro-life, and everyone has known that through my time in office.
50-plus times you voted against legislation along those lines, correct?
Doesn't seem quite right, because that's not really that much of what we ever vote on in Congress, and certainly is not what I've made my focus.
Well, along those lines, then, her ad also says this.
And repeatedly votes to defund Planned Parenthood.
Is that true?
I have opposed funding for Planned Parenthood as long as they continue to provide abortions. This does not mean that I have that I don't support contraception and federal funding for contraception. And you know, that's something that has not been accurate in terms of what's been said about my record on that issue.
Here's another charge in the Marie Newman ad. It has to do with the DREAM Act.
Lipinski voted against the DREAM Act.
Did you vote against the DREAM Act?
Back in 2010, in December, there was a sort of show vote on that. At the time, nothing was really happening with it. But I support the DREAM Act. I've signed a discharge petition to get that to the floor. And no one's worked harder than I have. I've been working for the last 6 months to put together a bipartisan plan in the House to give that pathway to citizenship. And I've always voted against Republican attempts to take away, rescind DACA. So, you know, I'm there for the Dreamers.
7 years ago, what was it that caused you to vote against the DREAM Act?
This was after the election in 2010. That really was not what the purpose was at that time, because the bill was not going anywhere. I had questions at that time about the DREAM Act, but I fully support the DREAM Act and have done so for a number of years now.
This is a charge in her ad about your stance on Obamacare.
And was the only Democrat in Illinois to vote against Obamacare.
I voted against the Affordable Care Act or Obamacare because I knew that it was not really going to work to make health care more affordable for most Americans. I said that there are a lot of flaws in the bill. As we've seen, The premiums in Illinois went up 37% this year. So I voted against it because I said we need to have a better bill. As soon as it passed, I said I oppose repeal. I have voted against repealing the Affordable Care Act every time it's come up for a vote, you know, starting 6-7 months after it first passed, and Republicans tried to repeal it. And I've fought to make health care more affordable, and I have fought to help put together, write a bill, introduce a bill that would reduce premiums in the Affordable Care Act by 30%.
I want to make sure I understand your position on this. So you say that you did not vote for it because you didn't think it was a great bill. When it did pass and Republicans had efforts to rescind it, and eventually they at least eliminated the mandate, you did not vote with Republicans on that. So as it exists today, do I understand correctly, you support Obamacare even though you did not vote for it?
Once it became law, I supported it. And I said, let's fix this. Let's really make it work to make health care more affordable.
Where are you then on the Republican tax bill, which defunded, if you will, Obamacare?
I oppose that tax bill. And like I said, I've been working hard to try to fix the problems with the Affordable Care Act and make it work much better. But we can't take it away.
One last thing, then. This is how your opponent, Marie Newman, describes herself at the end of that ad.
Marie is 100% pro-choice and supports our immigrant and LGBTQ communities.
Well, I voted more than 10 years ago to add sexual orientation to federal hate crimes laws. I voted to end Don't Ask, Don't Tell. There's an issue that came up in the Supreme Court case that made same-sex marriage the law of the land protected by the Constitution. An issue of protecting religious institutions. Even the Obama administration solicitor general arguing for same-sex marriage when asked, does this mean that churches will lose their tax-exempted status? And he said, I don't know the answer to that. And so I have supported making sure that that does not happen, and that has been twisted to be somehow that I don't support same-sex marriage, don't support that as the law of the land, and that's simply not true.
You're in a weird district to me, Congressman. You're in the western suburbs, and if you were any further west, you'd be in a red district, but there you are, a Democrat in the southwestern suburbs. So I wonder if being a moderate Democrat, maybe you don't even accept that label, but not as far to the left as she's trying to paint herself. I wonder if that's sort of the line you're trying to straddle there.
Well, this is, first of all, this is a 55-45 Democratic to Republican district. And I've always said that, I'm in Congress to be a problem solver. I understand compromise is essential to getting anything done. The party in the country cannot afford a Tea Party of the left. And there are those who came out after Donald Trump was elected and said, we need a Tea Party of the left. And that's what Marie Newman is. She is someone who is extreme. She just wants to say no and does not accept that that compromise is necessary if we're going to make things better for my constituents and for the country. And it's just as the Tea Party and the Republican Party has stood in the way of compromise and has produced gridlock, there are Democrats who unfortunately think that that's the way the Democratic Party should go. I think that's would be a big mistake, as I said, not just for the party, but for the country.
It's Congressman Dan Lipinski responding to the ad that points out some of the maybe less than predictable positions he's taken as a Democrat.